FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We have special guests this lunchtime, as it's the first Wednesday of the month. We've got Lisa Bean here. Welcome.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Lovely to see the sunshine today, isn't it?
Make the most of it.
I know.
It's disappearing for another week, by all accounts.
Yeah.
Now, look, we're going to talk. We do this in two sections now. We do the serious part.
Yeah.
And although we normally talk about you going out and about on your bike and taking wonderful pictures and telling us what the Isle of Wight looks like at the moment, but you've been you ditched the bike for a bit. You've been, because I guess it's unsafe, so you're running instead.
I've been running instead. I mean, I try and mix the two up, but my cycling technique is not the best in the world, I think it's fair to say. And it is so wet and muddy out there that I've been going out running and running up on the hills instead.
How bad is it?
If you like mud, it's wonderful.
Right.
And in some ways, running, it can be easier because you're that little bit slower. But you have to be so careful because with a lot of puddles, you can't see what you're running into. So I try and stay off-road because I feel that is safer. If you're running along a flooded road and you can't see what's beneath the water, you've got no idea if you're about to fall down a drain cover that's lifted up or what. You just can't see what you're running into.
I'm just picturing Dawn French now falling into there.
Oh, do you know? Yeah, that would be me, I'm afraid.
Well, I hope not. But so is it easier to take photographs when you're running or cycling? Because I know you take wonderful pictures of the island.
Well, I think it's the same both. I tend to stop more when I'm running because it gives me a really good excuse to get my breath back. And the, let's stop and admire the view is a really good excuse. But the leggings and things that I run in, and I also use for cycling, have elasticated side pockets on the legs, so I can slip my phone in there and get it out really quickly to take photos.
And have you taken photographs of the floods that we've had, what you've actually come across while running?
I took some last weekend. There's a few that I posted online of just footpaths completely underwater.
I must
take
a look.
You could get lovely reflections.
Yeah, I bet.
I haven't taken any of the flooding that happened on Sunday. I was a bit too busy dealing with it rather than running through it.
Making sure that you don't get flooded yourself, I guess.
Yeah, we had to put our flood barrier in place across the front door and get the pumps out and start pumping the water away from the house.
Wow. So that, I know that a lot of people have been suffering and struggling with, the last, not just, I saw one story today that somebody that was flooded 3 years ago in Brading.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking.
It is.
That's somebody's home.
Yeah, and to go through that, and you know that everything in that, the bottom part of that house is going to be wrecked, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really sad. I just hope that these people are getting the help and the support that they need.
Well, in a lot of areas now, if you've been flooded once before, you may find that you can't get flood insurance anymore. The government has a scheme called Flood Re that they operate through the insurance companies that effectively passes the flood risk element of your home insurance onto the government. But it's still horrendously expensive and a lot of people just can't get flood insurance.
That's incredibly sad. And I know that when we bought a house, 18 years ago in the Drill Road, not Drill Road, the other one, Cavendish Place, I know that they suddenly said, your insurance is going to be X because you're near a river. And we said, what river are you talking about? Because you don't actually see it. We didn't see it. We didn't know it was that close. But obviously that's been, there's been flood warnings about Lukeley Brook.
Yeah.
Which goes around all around Newport.
But it's not just that, it's the runoff from the roads. I mean, we have a stream that runs through our garden, but it wasn't the stream that was flooding. The water was coming up from the sewers. And that's because they were built over 100 years ago. There's been a lot more houses built since. I think where we are, it must have tripled in size in the last 100 years. And that sewer's never been upgraded. The other problem is that a lot of the rainwater from people's roofs actually goes into what is a combined sewer. And the runoff from the roads will also go into that combined sewer. And it just can't cope with that volume of water. A lot of silt will get washed off of the roads. That also ends up in the sewer. So the sewers end up partly blocked. And then we have heavy rainfall like we did Sunday. At home, we recorded over 2 inches of rain during the afternoon. And it would be very hard to find anything on the island at the moment that can cope with that.
Wow. And I know that building new houses, as long as they put the right stuff in place, is going to be kind of okay. But if they don't, then you're just building stuff on building stuff, and it's still going to be a problem, isn't it?
If you think, for every house that is built on, say, a green field, you're taking away that surface area that could have been used to absorb water.
Yeah.
So that water then has to go somewhere else. It's how that somewhere else is planned and dealt with is the very controversial thing. And ideally, people's driveways would be permeable so that the rainwater can soak through them into the ground. We would lose our obsession perhaps with AstroTurf and have grass, because that can absorb far more water than AstroTurf does. We need to look at areas where we can channel water runoff from the roads, because I can't see this changing anytime soon.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, to those people that would think, oh yeah, but suddenly a bit of rain would be gone, we won't be talking about this in a couple of weeks' time. The time will soon come around again, because it seems to be happening on a more regular basis. And I know that something you said just then, and you said to me a little while ago, this ain't going to change, this is going to get worse.
Yes, I mean, that's the one thing with climate change, is that it looks as though, for where we are, we're just going to have a lot wetter winters. They'll be a little bit milder, perhaps, and we might have warmer summers, and we might have dry summers. But all of our rain will be condensed into a few months, and perhaps a lot heavier, like we saw at the weekend.
Even to those people that don't really buy into the climate change, I would say to you, breaking it down in simple terms, would this be fair to say, you've just said something really fascinating, we've got less and less fields for the water to be soaked up in, because we've built on lots of fields and so on. So if you go back 30 or 40 years, to those people that might say, oh yeah, but it was like this 30 or 40 years ago, yeah, but the thing is, there's a lot more houses, so that there's a lot less fields for the water to drain away. So you might not buy into the climate change, but there is been a lot of change in the buildings and houses and so on, and that's the reasons why we've got massive problems.
Yes, and I think everybody will realise that these events, yes, they've happened throughout history, but they're happening more frequently.
Yeah.
So what might have happened once every 10 or 20 years is now happening every 2 or 3.
Mm.
And it's that level of change that we're going to need to deal with going forward.
Feels more like every year now. Yeah. It just feels like every January, February time, we are going to get excess amounts of rain. And it is. It's not just like a little bit. When you say 2 inches of water, it might not sound much, but when you see it, when you see two
it's a
inches
huge
of
amount.
Water, that is. I mean, what we saw on the television on Sunday night,
yeah,
on the BBC, they showed these roads that hadn't been flooded like that for a while. That was an incredible amount of water that fell, and we've got more to come. It ain't gonna change. So we need to do something.
And we can all do something. There are things that we can all do as individuals. So we're talking earlier, checking that our gutters are clear. That is a really major one for helping keep damp out of your own home. And then we need to start looking at where all of that water's going, because from a lot of properties, it does just go into the main sewer. I know Southern Water were giving out slow release water butts. So instead of it going straight to the sewer, it fills up a water butt, and then that has a small pipe out of the side about halfway down, so it trickles a lot slower
right
into the sewer. That won't help with everything, but that will slow down the rate of flow into rivers and things and into the sewers. If you live in an area like we do that has had problems before, look at what you can do around your own property. You can get covers that go over air bricks that you can fit to stop the water coming in under your floor and then coming up. You can get floodgates that are fairly easy to fit across your front door or your porch, where you just slats in, like a mini version of the thing on Simeon Rec. And then we need to look at what else we can do at parish and at Isle of Wight Council level and then government level. So I know there are sandbag stores around the island, but I went to a home visit to somebody in Ryde a few weeks ago, and she said to me, well, yes, they're on Simeon Rec. That's the first place that floods. So when it rains heavily and they shut the floodgates on Simeon Rec, people then can't get to the sandbag store easily. So perhaps we need to look at having more sandbag stores around the island.
Mm.
Where we are, I think the nearest one is, well, Newport, if they leave any by the side of a river here, or we're driving to Ryde or Cowes. And when it starts raining and when your house starts flooding, it's too late. It's too late to go and do that. We all need to have something nearby if we think it's going to be a risk to us.
Definitely. Hey, look, we're going to talk energy and electric and a few other tips around the house, because, you know, we're still in those months where you can actually make a difference by doing a few simple changes.
All right? You certainly can.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come back and we're going to chat some more.